Mike Bennett, defensive tackle, The Ohio State University.
All right, so I'm going to talk to some Oregon guys later, and I talked to an Alabama guy already. You tell me, what was it like to win the national championship so convincingly over two great teams?
It's still pretty surreal. I mean, it's hard to realize like what we did, like, because you're just focusing on each game. Like, we won this game. It was a good game. Beat Oregon. It was a good game. But then you realize what you did in the entirety, and it's still hard to really wrap your head around.
And you have to get better. So you tell me, what do you need to be better at to maximize your potential in the NFL?
I mean, you can always get better at everything. I would try to get better at stamina. Stamina, because you can always be better at stamina when it comes to running to the ball every single play, 100% effort. That has to become a habit. You have to get used to doing that in practice for it to translate over to games. And I think that's probably the biggest way you can up your game out of anything is just go 100% every single play without any lapses.
You look like a three-technique defensive tackle should look, right? You tell me, what makes a great three-technique tackle?
I think explosiveness. The three-technique is all about playmaking ability, pass rushing ability on guards, and explosiveness. If you can get 3 yards into the backfield before the guards moved his feet, you win every single time. And that's what you see the most effective three techniques doing, is just coming off the ball as hard as they can, and if it's a pass, they react to it quickly.
Both of your parents went to West Point. I find that remarkable. How did West Point not get you? Did you at least have to make a visit?
No, I mean, I went to West Point when I was younger a couple times because they wanted to visit and everything like that. But I was not interested in West Point. That's a huge sacrifice to make, and I wasn't ready to do that. I really want to go into the NFL. So West Point's not the route to get into the NFL.
You say the right word. It's a sacrifice to make. That both of your parents made it speaks a lot of them. Mm-hmm. How did that rub off on you, their commitment level to their country?
Well, obviously, I probably had a pretty strict upbringing. Very, very harped on respect a lot, family. I think the most trouble I ever got in was when I would be disrespectful to a teacher. And by disrespectful, I mean just like saying no to them when they told me to do something. So the biggest thing is them trying to instill values in me that they had learned and they had developed through their families and West Point.
These visits in the last couple of weeks leading up to the draft are a chance for you to send a message, or to sell, if you will, yourself to the teams. What's the message, Mike, that you're giving coaches and scouts that you're meeting with?
I try to let them know that, I mean, if they're looking for an interior pass rusher, there should be nobody that they, you know, have to get other than me, because I feel like I'm the best interior pass rusher in the draft when it comes to football. And so if that's what they're looking for, then they don't have to look any farther. I have no issues off the field, none of that stuff. All I do is work hard and compete. So I just don't feel like I've got too much stuff going against me.
Most every team could use a disruptive interior pass rusher. Mm-hmm. You're here. Jaguars are obviously looking for that. Any observations on Gus, on Coach Wash, on the defensive line, on the scheme, on the program that you see that's kind of growing here?
I think I'd fit right in. I really like what they're trying to grow here, and I did some like background checks or whatever on all of them too. And I really like just the history that they have and the mentality that they bring to the game. And they walked me through their basic defenses, and it fits right in with what we did at Ohio State. So I think I'd be able to pick the stuff up quickly. I think my mentality matches theirs. I think it'd be a good fit.